Set Blast, This American Life, and you're listening to BFF.FM.
Believe his story.
Listening to TV on the radio here on BFF.FM. I'm Jessica and I'm here with Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We kicked it off with TLC's His Story, which that is a real banger that I forgot about. Because today we are talking about the Lifetime docuseries about the Yellow King. I mean R. Kelly. Surviving R. Kelly, yeah. A 6-part series on Lifetime that aired last weekend. And yeah, what did you think, Leah?
It's harrowing.
And yeah, that's the word that kept coming to mind for me.
Really, just aside from anything else, it's a very, very well done documentary. Mm-hmm. It is, it does a great job at laying out a real chronological case of R. Kelly's systematic abuse of black mm-hmm. girls and the escalation of it. And it's harrowing. It's hard to watch. It's very, very affecting. It's very effective at what it does. And I was just really continuously shocked by like the new information. Mm-hmm. Like I was shocked by how much of this has already been in the public discourse.
Yeah, that's the thing that I kept coming back to. Like it was so shocking and salacious, mm-hmm. and yet it's stuff we all knew.
Yeah.
Like these stories have all been headlines before.
Yeah.
And that's the wild part.
But yeah, I guess that what was shocking for me was not that, I mean, we all knew R. Kelly was allegedly married to Aaliyah. He was. Mm-hmm. She was 15. He was 27. We all knew about the P tape. Mm-hmm. What's shocking to me is that, you know, my takeaway at the time was like, R. Kelly's into P play. Not right. that R. Kelly is like abusing this 14-year-old girl in a video.
Yeah.
I've never seen the tape, nor do I ever want to see the tape. But it really highlights just how black women, just their stories don't matter. Like this has been systemic abuse that has been going on for more than 20 years in the industry, and R. Kelly is still a recording artist. I mean, I don't know what he's done lately, but
like seeing it all together, his horrifying abuse that has just escalated mm-hmm. over time, including since the time he was on trial for child pornography for the P tape,
which he was acquitted for.
Yes.
14 counts of child pornography that he was acquitted for.
Yeah. seeing that overlaid with like his rise, like his, you know, star just rising mm-hmm. over all these decades mm-hmm. and him never suffering any consequence or, you know, forget legal consequences, but like all the like people who collaborated with him over time, mm-hmm. his record sales, you know, being astronomical, like his fans sticking by him, like mm-hmm. watching all of that together with these women telling these stories is just like, it's disgusting. It's really an indictment of our entire society.
it really is. And there are like so many levels to this docuseries to unpack. One of them being the black communities rallying around R. Mm-hmm. Kelly. And even now, there's backlash against this documentary, which is unfathomable to me. But one of them, the documentary does a really great job at sort of showing like all the systems in place that contributed to this rise. R. Kelly himself was abused as a child, and that in no way excuses him for his monstrous behavior all these years since, but it just was a very, very complete picture with many, many layers to this story. Like there's his own abuse which contributes mm-hmm. to it. There's the fact that he is making all this money for all these people that it's not easy to walk away from. There's also, I mean, this is probably the least of it, but there's also very much that, like, that's what you get with, like, genius men. People accept depravity or will accept things that they wouldn't accept. Like, we've seen this play out so many times recently, but it's, like, all the men who are, they're assholes, but they're geniuses. And, like, this is a more extreme version of that. I have got to believe that if fucking Mary J. Blige was trying to get, like, 14-year-old boys to come sleep with her backstage, mm-hmm. it would have been exposed and a much bigger deal than it was for R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, again, my shock was that, like, yeah, there was this failure of people to take any of this seriously. Like, it was played as kind of like, that's just who he is, and like, oh, it's
right. Yeah,
like I said, the P tape became, it was about R. Kelly's Into P Play. You know, it wasn't about the fact that this was like a 14-year-old girl being utterly, utterly degraded on screen and like throughout the community, throughout the world. I mean, the tape was made available for resale on like VHS.
The ways you had to get pornography back in the day at a flea market in Chicago.
but it was just really brutal and just very, very well done. And like I said, just the sheer layers to unpack about like the systems that are in place to help people deal, or not to help people deal, but like he has been completely insulated from this.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, I mean, we've seen more and more of as, you know, the Me Too movement goes on. Like, that's the, I mean, shocking is the wrong word, but, you know, like, Harvey Weinstein had a whole network of people that were deputized to enable him. And that in itself, you know, that just having someone who, like, the first time they sent a woman up to your hotel room alone, and, you know, maybe the first time they did it, they were like, I guess, I don't know why I'm doing this. But then once you realize what you have enabled, like, once you've gone down that road, like, you're part of the whole thing, you know? And then it's like, it's not only your job to help this person abuse people, but it's your job to, like, maintain the secrecy that you are now, like, a guilty party in this whole thing. And so I think that must reframe your thinking in a certain way, and then you become part of this evil machine. And when it's someone who has endless wealth and resources, it just, I'm not trying to like say this is not an individual's fault, but like it does like snowball into this, like a bunch of individuals are guilty. R. Kelly, like, not only were there people that were employed to help him abuse girls, but like when you are brainwashing young women like that, you deputize them to like bring their friends to come, you know, be, like unknowingly become victimized by you. And then it's insane.
Yeah. And the documentary does actually speak to a ton, or not a ton, but quite a few of his employees who...
That one employee who is voice modulated, they really needed to subtitle that person. That was hard to understand.
But they talked to his longtime manager who said, you know, like, we all knew this about Robert and we were all hoping he would get help. But in the meantime,
everyone you're just enabling like, him was just hoping.
Yeah, he you're would. Like, maybe this will be the last 14-year-old girl I have to supply.
Yeah.
But there was also one of the survivors who got her friend involved, and she got out within 6 months, and her friend ended up with R. Kelly for over 4 years. And it's just really just damning and devastating and so tragic to see all these stories and to see like the lengths to which his depravity has just increased over time, and with the no consequences. Like, this has never, he has to this day not been held accountable for any of this. Like, he was just arrested again, and ironically it turns out that he is having his Chicago recording studio searched because it's not zoned for human people.
Jailing?
It's not zoned for sex slaves, I guess. So it's like a permit issue that they're going to get him on if that's what happens, if that's how he ends up going down.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking really, it just made me so sad, and it made me angry, and it made me, there are just, as I keep saying, like, there are just so many ways in which the system completely failed. And at the end, the only thing you can look to is, like, society does not value Black women. If this had been a 14-year-old Britney Spears that was hanging out with R. Kelly or equivalent, I can guarantee you that this would have been more of an upcry. More of, you know, it would have had more attention. And it's just been this pattern. Like, he, after his trial for his trial that he was acquitted at, he sort of changed his MO. Like, now he's kind of going for, like, 17-year-old girls who are just about to be 18. Right. And then he totally isolates them. And, you know, it's like the depravity just, like, he was burned by letting these girls have their own lives. So now he has to control every aspect of their lives. And he's, you know, amazing. Oh, I'm not technically going to be taken down on child porn because I will get them when they're just about to turn 18.
Yeah.
Their parents can't intervene. Like, society can't intervene. But it's, I will completely jail these kids.
It's in a kind of a very Donald Trump playbook of, like, just being so flagrantly, like, depraved and out there that it's, like, there's no, like, protocol for how to deal with and this because it's so fucking insane.
Yeah, and constantly, like, changing it and flaunting it. I mean, R. Kelly is in the background of Aaliyah's fucking, like, debut album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. Yeah, and none of us were like, well, hey, guys, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, this documentary just really, really opened my eyes to just so many things. I mean, it's also, again, none of this excuses anything, but it does just show the fucking legacy, like, the horrific, you said in your outline, like, the horrific legacy of, like, child sexual abuse.
Yeah, like, again, this doesn't excuse anything R. Kelly did, but he was sexually abused as a very young child, and I think that probably contributed to who he is today. And I just think, like, if he had a happy and safe childhood, like, the people he has abused, the families of these victims who were ruined, the people he deputized to help him, like, abuse young girls, the way, and I'm not excusing consumers of his either, but, you know, we've now spent 30 years, like, listening to R. Kelly's music with this, you know, knowing who he is. And it's sort of like, I think it has had an effect on society at large, where it's like, we're all doing this, right? Like, we all know that he peed on a 14-year-old girl. Like, and I guess, like, you can excuse it and say, like, he was acquitted, so maybe I choose to believe he didn't do it. But I think we all pretty
much... Do you believe it was his brother in the video, Jess? Yeah.
Yeah, there are some amazing moments in this. He tried to defend himself by saying it was his brother in the videotape. And I mean, I didn't watch the video either, but his brother was in the documentary. They look nothing alike.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just, the effect on, like, our entire society. Like, he is woven into the fabric of music, like, popular music since the 90s. And, like, that's, we can't wash that stink off of society and, you know, pop culture. And now, like, imagine if he just hadn't been sexually abused as a child. Like,
yeah,
where would we all be?
Well,
the legacy is unfathomable.
Yeah, one of the things that the documentary does really well is it shows there's that, like, there's that layer, but then there's also, like, R. Kelly is not, by all accounts, very intelligent. He doesn't read or write.
That's another thing
well.
That very much reminds me of Donald Trump. It's like, R. Kelly seems like kind of an idiot, you know? Like, but he's somehow, like, everything he's done has been very shrewd. Like, the way he's pivoted his career over the years to, like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, like, the trapped in the closet thing. Like, I remember laughing at that and thinking, like, this is a very silly thing. And, like, it was sort of funny because it was so silly, but it was actually a very shrewd way to, like, kind of pivot his career and, like, make us laugh along with him. But it also, like, had all these elements of sexual depravity in it. And, like, he was just sort of owning that,
like, just telling
story.
Himself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then later he did, like, an album of, I don't know, like, soul classics or something, and tried to sort of reinvent himself as, like, part of the fabric of, like, the birth of black music. And then, like, just kept, like, making himself such an important part of, like, black identity.
Yeah.
That and it was hard to turn on him.
Yeah. And there's a huge part of his, I mean, all I Believe I Can Fly and everything, it's all directly tied into and marketed to like black faith.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Trying to be part of, they say in the documentary, like, he was singing at the Olympics opening yeah. ceremony while he's like being sued and like having these multiple lawsuits and multiple payouts against these like girls that mm-hmm. he was abusing. And yeah, it's just really just fascinating, like the yeah. layers at which this the documentary does a really, really great job at showing, yes, how he like intricately wove himself into the fabric of like black music. And then there's the element where people are like, this is a black man that's succeeding, like we have to support
yeah
him.
And so he's that was a very own. Like shrewd way to mm-hmm. leverage black protectionism, like mm-hmm. he was so, you know, he's so important that, you know, he yeah, the community rallies around him at the expense of black young girls. Black women yeah. And there was an Atlantic article that I'll tweet out that did a very good job of summing mm-hmm. up how monsters have done that, like leveraged yeah. that power. Clarence Thomas, like they compared, and I'm not saying the black community did this, I'm sure it was just white GOP senators who mm-hmm. wanted him confirmed to the Supreme Court, but like they described the Anita Hill thing as a lynching.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby's wife described his victims coming forward as a lynching. Mm-hmm. And it's like very, the way that they just sort of dredge up that imagery, it's a good way to just sort of tamp down dissent against yeah. An abuser.
R. Kelly himself on his Instagram mm-hmm. has a post where he's like, come on, fam, like we got to stick together. You yeah. know, like they're trying to take me down. And it's just, ugh, yeah, it's really, really harrowing and really sad. And there's also the big component. Chance the Rapper got in a lot of trouble for this. Chance the Rapper said, unequivocally, that working with R. Kelly was a mistake. Mm-hmm. And he said that he did not believe black girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, or he didn't feel the weight of their testimony. The same was for, he was acquitted. One of the jurors was like, I didn't like the way those girls dressed.
Yeah.
And historically, there is a precedent for black girls, like, being sexualized in a mm-hmm. way that white girls aren't at a much, much younger age. And it's so fucked up. Like, you look at it on its face and you're like, why weren't we taking to the streets when he was like,
yeah,
with Aaliyah? Like, why? Why wasn't that? Like,
yeah.
I just, yeah, it's unbelievable. And yeah, the Sparkle, one of the performers mm-hmm. who
breakout star.
Yeah, breakout star.
Oh, maybe she's already a huge star. She's, but yeah. This is my introduction to Sparkle.
But she was talking about, it was her niece in the tape, yes. in the infamous video. And she was talking about how people were coming up to her and saying, like, oh, little fast girl. And, ugh. Like, just
yeah.
how you can say that about a 14-year-old basketball player, like, mm-hmm. who doesn't know anything. And is, like, degraded in this way by a grown fucking man. It's just, yeah, it's troubling. It's troubling, guys. It's just really, it's yeah. very well done. It's a very, very clear-eyed, like, very concise, chronological, like, unfolding of the systems that have allowed this to go on for so long, and so many of them are societal. Like, this is not just a problem with R. Kelly. Like, we need to fucking look at what we deem okay or what we deem important. Mm-hmm. And black women are not up there.
Yeah. Let me ask you something real that millions of Americans are thinking about. Do you like teenage girls?
No, I think they're great. As a friend.
I have some 19-year-old friends. No, do you remember, like, what you were, like, thinking at the, well, at the Times Broad, because his, between the revelation, his being indicted for the child pornography case,
I mean,
and going to trial was years. This is something I didn't recall or realize.
Yeah.
It was years. Mm-hmm. He they got that trial delayed for years and years and years because mm-hmm. they wanted to have a 21-year-old yeah. on the stand, not mm-hmm. a 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that, yeah, I mean, no justice was served there. But do you remember, like, what you, did you have opinions about R. Kelly or his music at the time? Like,
We got a tweet from listener Steven who says, too big to fail, ? Which, yeah. yes, I mean, that's basically it. R. Kelly was propping up entire record companies. Yeah. R. Kelly was propping up entire sections of the black community. Yeah. Like, he hired a lot, he employed a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's some damning, not damning, but there's some devastating interviews with one of his backup singers who is to this day wrecked by, like, what she was exposed to and yeah. what she saw and what she felt powerless to change. And also, what was her livelihood at the time?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just that people are, like, evil and they're monsters and they want to help this continue. It's that people feel powerless. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, sure, his manager who was like, well, we all kind of hoped he'd get help, like, that guy didn't give a shit about much except cashing a paycheck and keeping the money train rolling. But people who really did and didn't see, like, a way out. And again, I think that gets very tied up in, like, everybody rhapsodizing, like, he's a genius. Like, he's just lyrically really gifted. He's musically really gifted. Like, he could sit down and play things by ear and just, mm-hmm. like, write things that, you know, and he's a producer and all of that. And I think that's a huge part of it, too. Where, like I said, I don't think Mary J. Blige would get the same pass.
No.
But, yeah, I think that plays into it. But, yeah, it's just, I lost my train of thought. But if anyone else would like to tweet at us, we'd love to hear from you if you watched it or have any opinions on it.
Favorite R. Kelly songs.
Yeah, and then I'll get back to my thoughts about the trial. He did get that delayed for years. By the way, our Twitter handle is at BFFTV on the radio. We'd love to hear from you.
Please.
But he did get it delayed for years specifically for those very reasons. And yeah, I mean, lawyers and radio, like, record execs and fucking entire album labels were complicit in that. And
yeah, those, you're right. The whole fucking industry. Yeah. It's like, they're all tainted. Mm-hmm. And then how do you be the one to stand up?
But the really jarring thing for me when I watched this is I knew about the P-tape. I knew mm-hmm. about the thing with Aaliyah. I knew that he allegedly had, like, a sex slave cult in, like, his many houses. I knew that girls were being, like, segregated from their parents, and I knew all of that. But I didn't get any of the weight of that. Like, yeah. I don't remember anything about R. Kelly's trial. I truly don't. Like, I don't remember reading about it in the news. I don't remember. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that it was not prevalent, but it wasn't a thing for me.
I don't know if I knew he was married to Aaliyah, but I knew about the P-tape. I don't think I was aware that the trial was being delayed for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I heard about him getting acquitted.
I feel like I may.
But all of these things, and then, like, the sex slave thing, I feel like the first I heard of it was the BuzzFeed thing from a couple of years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, insanely salacious.
Yeah.
Like, but
just
so far as I know, kind of dropped out of the headlines.
Yeah, just subsumed by the national consciousness. Like, yeah. None of this really broke through, yeah. per se. And that's shocking.
But, yeah, I mean, that's on all of us, it you is. Know? Like, it's about yeah. what we consume and care about as information, yeah. and black women being victims is not it, apparently.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, it's a real bummer, you guys.
All right, well, let's cue up Ignition, and yeah. then we'll be back after that.
Yeah, we'll go to a song. I have to say, if one good thing came of all this, it is my banging playlist for today. This is Eve, and we will be right back talking more about R. Kelly.
Hey! Hey yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape love. And I'd ask you how, I mean why. What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but them things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you stayed, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smacked you down cause he said you was too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from his seed.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't give her no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kids? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lived. She told me she would leave you, I admit it she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him I keep a ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respects and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cock. Praying to me now, I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life, but nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
All right. Welcome back to TV on the Radio here on BFF.FM. That was Eve with Love is Blind. Speaking of harrowing.
It's a banger, though.
Yeah, it's a really good jam. R. Kelly, as we mentioned, has collaborated with 1.3 million other artists mm-hmm. over the last three decades, some of whom, we're calling people out.
Yeah.
These are people who have collaborated with him since the June 2002 indictment for child pornography. Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Ludacris, Kid Rock, Justin Bieber, Mariah Carey, Jennifer Hudson. There are many, many, many more.
Yeah.
And there are some people finally speaking out against him.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga apologized for her collaboration with him.
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Rapper.
Got in big trouble.
Yeah.
Which...
Did he get in big trouble, or are people just trying to?
Oh, people were mad on Twitter. But yeah. I feel like if you can watch that documentary and see Chance the Rapper, I've got no fucking info, intel. Don't give a shit about Chance the Rapper. Don't care. But if you can see him say, I was wrong, I didn't, like, and speak to the systemic silencing of black women, which is basically what the entire documentary is about. Mm-hmm. And you think the problem is with Chance the Rapper saying that he didn't acknowledge those black women's truth?
Yeah.
Like, you're the fucking problem.
Oh, yeah,
like,
absolutely. How
this is people just coming for fucking John Legend in his Twitter mentions by sending him pictures of him with Harvey Weinstein because he appeared here and said, time's up for R. Kelly. Yeah. Like, R. Kelly's a piece of shit and he deserves to suffer. Like, that is not a controversial statement. Like,
right.
R. Kelly may have started, I truly believe he may have started from this, like, very, very damaged place. But it has just grown to this, like, monstrous depravity. Mm-hmm. And at every turn, he has, like, he's like a fucking raptor testing the fence. Like, at every turn, he has, you talk about, like, pivoting to make himself integral to the black community. Yeah. He's also pivoted to protect himself, yet continue to perpetuate this, like, horrifying, horrifying sexual trauma on these women. And not just, and now it's not just sexual trauma, now it's like isolation, it's brainwashing, it's imprisoning. Yeah. And so he is a monster, and yes, the fact that anyone would fucking try to ride for listening to an R. Kelly song ever again, or the fact that anyone would try to say, like, we have to separate the man from the music, or the fact that, like, no, time is up for that shit. Like, yeah, we don't have to separate anything from anything. The person is who they are outside of whatever gifts they have.
Your point about John Legend and Chance the Rapper and people coming for them for participating, mm-hmm, in this, that's a huge part of the problem, is people not speaking out because they are going to get called out for whatever, anything they've done in the past, big or small. Maybe it's something small, like being in a picture with Harvey Weinstein, and that can be damaging at this point in history. But, like, R. Kelly is in every song. Harvey Weinstein is in every picture.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But also, let me just say for the record, John Legend, he's a real one. He's amazing. The Dream Harmony, who produced this, mm-hmm, or is it Harmony?
Dream Hampton.
I must have gotten that confused with one of my kids, My Little Ponies. Dream Hampton, who produced this, that's why I was thinking Harmony, gave an interview before it saying that she approached, like, Erykah Badu, all these people in the industry.
Jay-Z declined to participate.
All these people.
Questlove declined to participate.
Yeah. John Legend was the only, not the only one. I mean, Chance the Rapper was on tape too. But let me just say that John Legend is always on the right side of history. He's amazing. I love him. He's great. And he deserves props for saying his not very damning thing, which is R. Kelly should be ashamed of himself and his victims deserve justice. That was his summation. But anyway, John Legend and Chance the Rapper can fucking handle themselves. Like, it doesn't matter if somebody comes for you on Twitter. Like, so what, Jay-Z? You're Jay-Z. Don't read your fucking Twitter.
But it's not,
for a day.
I think the,
like,
worry is that out? Not everyone can worry just about someone coming for them on Twitter. Like, they probably have something on them. I mean, I'm not saying this about anyone.
So they're,
I think that there could be something more damaging.
Yeah.
Or someone they are very close to could be exposed. And I think this is the same for people who don't speak out about Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we know a tiny fraction,
yeah,
of the kind of shit people are guilty of.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that if you have been in, you know, R. Kelly's circle, maybe it's even just like, you know, I guess we all knew because of headlines, but someone like Jay-Z, maybe he's seen some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if he speaks out now, R. Kelly could be like, you fucking knew that, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you
yeah,
know,
that's true.
Like, that kind of, that's the, I think that's, And I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying, like, I think that we don't can't even fathom the level of depravity that, like, a lot of A-list celebrities have participated in.
Way more depressed with this whole thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's a real bummer.
Why the fuck can't somebody just say, R. Kelly's a piece of shit, mute R. Kelly? Like,
and I think that really speaks to what an A-plus guy John Legend must be.
Yeah, John Legend, he's a real one.
Yeah.
He is the best. John, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Yeah. But yeah, like Woody Allen, like think about what people who have been in his circle for years and years must know or have also participated in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's grim. Okay. Well, that's a real bummer.
Do you think that this marks a turning point? Do you think anything is going to happen to R. Kelly?
I do. I mean, they've reopened investigations. There was an arrest warrant issued for him, as I mentioned.
I don't think so. I think police came to his hotel room because I read this morning. They, quote, got a tip that there was an arrest warrant for him. What? And I was like, you're the police. Don't you know? And then it turns out there was not.
Okay. Also, I mean, I have zero doubt that R. Kelly can fucking get himself out of. I mean, he's literally proven. He went to jail with, or he did not jail. He went to trial with videotapes mm-hmm. of underage girls and was acquitted of child pornography.
So the real bummer about that, I mean, there's a lot of bummers. So many, many people testified in that trial. Mm-hmm. I recognize her. I know exactly mm-hmm. who that is. And I guess the jurors could make the decision for themselves whether R. Kelly was in the tape. The victim herself uh-huh. said she was not the
and
one.
And her family.
And her parents said it wasn't her. And I, you know, I can't begrudge her just wanting to be done with the whole thing. Or who knows? I'm not accusing R. Kelly of witness tampering, but who knows why someone would be motivated to just be like, nope, not me, bye.
Yeah.
What was my point there? I feel like that would be enough for a jury to be like, I guess that's a reasonable doubt. Plus they all hate black girls, so.
Yeah. What, I don't know, do you feel like anything's going to change from this?
I'm not sure if legally he'll ever find himself in a situation that he can't warm out of, but I would hope that this marks a cultural turning point and, you know, we could at least get him where it hurts, which is
to
in
that
the bank
point,
account.
To that point, after this aired, plays.
Oh, right. Let's R. talk about the R. Kelly Spotify bump and grind.
Yeah. R. Kelly had, way increased plays on Spotify.
So let me ask you, how much is that due to just you playing Ignition on
repeat? I am not saying it's a sacrifice, but I love that song. I will never. I truly, I mean.
All I'm saying, Leah, is before you speak, show us your Spotify receipts.
I will be happy to show you my Spotify receipts. I will never, and I am truly appalled that anyone could, I mean, I don't know, is it as innocent as you're like, oh, I forgot about that gem, and then you're like, let's dial it up.
No,
or
I would imagine it's a campaign by
or
his
is it,
fans.
Yeah, or R. Kelly, I don't know, sitting at
if
home.
If only there was something that someone could do, like maybe Spotify not having R. Kelly on Spotify.
Well, that's the thing. So Spotify made this big show of mm-hmm. removing him from their curated lists and
their recommendations.
All of that, and their
not
recommendations.
Actually removing him.
But yeah, they didn't actually remove him. So none of that.
And then they backtracked on that because of backlash.
Yeah.
Which I suppose rightfully said, like, why would you single out R. Kelly when there are other toxic people on your platform? And mm-hmm. then I guess Spotify, instead of saying, like, maybe we will remove toxic people from our platform, are like, yeah, you guys are right. Listen to whatever you want. And I'm not saying I necessarily take a side in that situation.
Yeah.
Is it up to Spotify to decide who's good and who's bad?
I guess
I
don't know.
Not,
do we need a 6-hour documentary about every piece of shit before anybody takes action? I mean,
from your lips to Lifetime's ears.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Lifetime. Yeah. I mentioned this last week during we were talking about You, that kind of fluffy, but also had kind of maybe a serious message.
In case you guys didn't know, we're only doing Lifetime shows in 2019.
Well, I kind of feel like Lifetime's also a real one.
Like, yeah.
Good on Lifetime for fucking producing this. And,
yeah, it's great.
And airing
Think of
this.
How far they've come since that tepid Aaliyah biopic that we talked about a few years ago.
Yeah, Physician Heal Thyself.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I mean, probably not. This is Donald Trump's 2019 America, so no, maybe nothing will change. I don't know. If nothing else, I hope that maybe there's no justice per se for his current victims, but maybe there's somebody watching it who is like, I will not go to that R. Kelly fucking concert, and I will not go up on stage when he tries to lure me up.
Oh,
and
God,
I will
forbid.
Not meet him, and I will not meet him in a hotel room. Like, he cannot
That's,
help my...
That was another interesting thing.
He cannot
thing
help
is,
my career.
You know, we talk about how we were all aware of a lot of this stuff, and a lot of his victims that he victimized later, you know, in... like recently weren't aware they heard things but like it was just rumors, and it wasn't until
people said repeatedly that he was acquitted, and that's enough for people. But I truly hope that he does not see another fucking penny, and I hope that every single penny he has right now goes to all of his victims and his children. And
yeah, I hope that this is a turning point where at least if you choose to collaborate with R. Kelly or put your name next to his, you won't do that. That you'll be like taking
There's
it,
no,
the wrong
yeah.
side.
That is
But who
true.
Knows? We're going to know soon. Someone's going to work with that motherfucker.
Somebody's going to ride for R. Kelly. There's going to be an R. Kelly like revival. I mean, that's what was amazing to me. Spotify saw a bump in plays after
the amazing thing aired. To me was that a representative from Spotify commented on it. Like, yeah, he's hot right now. Like, wouldn't your representative just be like, no comment?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm mystified. But every single one of those women has gone on to do something like... Every one of those survivors who got out is in a better place.
Yeah, obviously. Better than being held captive with the bucket in the corner, which is literally...
Degraded by true. R. Kelly and beaten by R. Kelly and God knows what else.
Except for, I think, Joycelyn and Azriel. They
remain missing.
Apparently, R. Kelly is holed up at Trump Tower, Chicago, and they're with him. And they, you know, police got a tip that he was holding two women against their will. But of course, police went there and they don't say that they're being held against their will. So there's
also
nothing they can do.
If straight up documentary is not enthralling enough for you, there is a very edge of your seat, like rescue of one of his victims filmed, captured on film during this. That is really,
it was truly edge of your seat.
Really something.
Television. So I have some questions for you.
Great.
So something that really stuck out for me is his brazenness. One of his victims, he met outside the courthouse during his trial. This was a 14-year-old girl who was like a fan who came out to support him. And she ended up like being recruited into his sex cult. Another one was a 17-year-old girl who went to an R. Kelly show with her parents. He picked her out of the audience and she came up and danced on stage, and then she's still with him. Like her
That's parent, Azriel.
Azriel, yeah. Do you have like an R. Kelly emergency plan? Like if you ever see him in public, how are you going to avoid getting snatched into a sex cult?
Well, I am not petite, so that's what he likes, according to Wendy Williams. He likes petite girls. But I just...
Elbow in the rib cage and spin away.
I don't even know. I mean, that's what, if anything comes of this, I don't know that there'll be like true justice, but I really do hope that it penetrates enough of the consciousness that like he is fucking done. Like he needs to be done. He needs to not have access to it. I mean, it's literally every concert's like a fucking buffet for Robert Kelly. It's disgusting. Like it's he needs to it's mind-boggling.
Okay, well, that's not a very good plan, so sorry, you need to work on it.
My plan is to avoid R. Kelly in all situations.
One of the other explosive moments for me was something that completely slipped past me last year, I guess, like all other R. Kelly news.
Oh, yeah.
He released an 18-minute song last year. Called I Admit, mm-hmm. and they played some of it. Not the kind of thing that you expect from one of the most influential songwriters of a generation. It is not quite the banger R. Kelly number that we're used to, but I wouldn't suggest anyone listen to it, but maybe pop by genius.com and look at some of the lyrics of this epic poetry. It is 19 minutes of non-apology.
Yeah, it is him not admitting anything.
It's him admitting to be awesome and, like, the haters trying to be out to get him.
Taking him down.
Yeah.
But again, like, the really troubling thing is that is a narrative that people are accepting. Like, mm-hmm. people are saying, like, they are trying to take down this black man. And
yeah, he is really the Donald Trump of music.
Yeah, him using, like, his blackness in that, like, shameless way, yeah. like, and that being more important than these Black Lives yeah. women.
The same way that Donald Trump uses, like, racial grievance to appeal yeah. to poor white people, or, you know, whatever, whoever these people are, who feel like they're losing something because
yeah.
it's exactly the same. Anyway, one of my questions for you is, who else is hiding in plain sight? And I think I just answered my question.
Everybody.
It's Donald Trump.
Well, yeah. It's everybody, allegedly. Now I'm like, yeah. Jay-Z, what are you hiding? Why can't you come out against R. Kelly? Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. It really, I mean, the Louis C.K. thing was fucking out there for years before
yep.
anything came of that.
Woody Allen.
Yeah, I do feel like we are at a moment where things are coming to a head, and I don't think that, I certainly don't think anything's been resolved. Louis C.K. is still doing sets.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious ones, too.
Yeah.
God, I just wish that guy wasn't so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Louis C.K. is, you know, still doing sets. Harvey Weinstein's on fucking house arrest at the 75th floor of the peninsula or something. I don't know. Like, but I do think that these powerful voices are being amplified. Like, mm-hmm. all these women, like, the founder of Me Too, Tamara Burke, was instrumental in getting Tom Joyner, who is, like, a huge black radio mm-hmm. DJ in Chicago. She single-handedly got him yeah. to stop playing R. Kelly. And that was like a rewarding moment. They showed they played the audio of their conversation where she, like, he grew and listened. Like, yeah. he earlier in the documentary had been talking about how R. Kelly's music was instrumental to black culture, and, like, all of, you know, people have, like, graduations that are tied to I Believe I Can Fly, like, their wedding, like, mm-hmm. R. Kelly was instrumental in, like, so much of, you know, these important moments in people's lives, and that's why it's not easy to dismiss him. And yeah, he grew and learned, and that's the most we can hope for.
Yeah.
And in situations like this, it's gonna be the voices of, like, these powerful black women, like, powerful strong, not powerful as in acknowledged as powerful, right. but, like, these black women who have been, like, spearheading all of these movements to make sure he's fucking stopped.
Yeah.
And allies, like Jim DeRogatis, who's a journalist who broke the story, like, years ago about the cult, and has been, like, on R. Kelly's trail for, like, 20 mm-hmm. years. It's going to be allies and, like, strong black women who yeah. are going to eventually maybe not take him down, but at least shut him the fuck up.
Yeah, I read an interview with Dream Hampton, and they asked why she thought now was the moment that the tide might finally be turning. And she said, and I think there's truth to this, she said that, like, part of it is that R. Kelly is a 51-year-old mm-hmm. man,
yeah.
and he's not in the height of his career anymore.
Yeah.
People aren't chasing him. He's
yeah.
chasing after, you know, up-and-coming artists to try to collaborate with. And it's easier now to maybe consider casting him out of society. She didn't say it. Those are my words. But I really think that, you know, she herself deserves more credit.
Definitely.
For working on this. Yeah. And activists like Mute R. Kelly and like movements like that, that to be in on the ground floor of those, it's not easy. You know, those people, like protesters outside of his concert, are met with, you know, not nice words from his fans. So I think those people deserve, you know, some of the credit for turning the tide.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not just like wait until he was ready to be put out to pasture.
And the Me Too movement,
which
is funded by a lot of rich women. I mean, it takes money, and finally women are at a point, like Shonda Rhimes is huge in the Mute R. Kelly movement and in Time's Up, and she's able to do that because now she has the resources to seriously like have teeth. And so hire more women and fucking listen to women. Like, it's just it is on all of us to examine how we as a society just do not believe women, and especially Black women, who are like somehow even lower on the totem pole. And it's just disgraceful that this has been going on for this many years and there has been no reckoning, and there may never be a reckoning. And all those women are fucking, they're all beautiful, like strong, incredible women
who thought they were gonna have careers. Like, that's you know how they were lured into all of this, and that it's just, it's so sad.
Yeah. And they've all gone on to, like, they do a nice little, they encapsulate what everybody's doing, and they're all contributing. And fucking R. Kelly is not contributing anything. And that guy needs to go away forever.
Yep. That'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be the best possible outcome.
I feel like, I mean, also surviving R. Kelly is the perfect title for that, because I feel like we're all surviving R. Kelly after seeing that. Like, I genuinely, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was brutal. I definitely recommend it. It's a really good watch.
Very well done.
Whew, yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We're going to close out with the jam from Sparkle. My breakout star.
She was outstanding. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Indie Rock Girl Radio, and we're going to be back next week with more TV on the Radio. No, we just figure it out. When we come together, we win. We overcome battles before. We'll do it again. And it's never been an easy win, but we are ready. If you didn't know, we are ready. Now you know. Oh, we are ready. Oh, we ain't going nowhere. We'll be right here. Ready. Ready. Yeah, yeah.
Course I've been on. I mean, now more than ever, I'm ready.
We are ready.